The name of the new book is Five Dog Epiphany, How a Quintet of Badass Bichons Retrieved Our Joy. The memoir is by Marianne Leone. The memoir is a moving and sometimes surprisingly funny exploration of grief and the mutual healing that can occur between rescue dogs and people who have experienced a soul-crushing loss. Leone and her husband, actor Chris Cooper, lost their only child suddenly in 2005. They tell the story in the new book. They will be with us in Albany on Monday night as part of the New York State Writers Institute. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Marianne Leone to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
And thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Wonderful to have you on the program. The book is absolutely beautiful. At what point, given the personal nature of it, that you decide that this is something that you want to share with the wider world?
Well, it is my third memoir, so I've been there with the first memoir, which was about our son, Jesse, who was born 10 weeks early, developed cerebral palsy after a brain bleed, and was quadriplegic and nonverbal, but was cognitively not only intact, but in the 99th percentile. So it covers our life with him and the battles we fought to have him included. We ended up moving to Massachusetts, which is where I grew up. And this was kind of pre-internet. And I did my research. And New York at the time, it was like 7% inclusion. And here, it was above the federal average, except for the town we moved to, which was Kingston, Mass. And so we were in for a 2-year battle to get him his basic civil right. And we won because, you know, never mess with an Italian mother. And anyway, there were 6 lawsuits that year, and the sped director lost his job because he had been quoted as saying, why should we spend money on these kids? They don't give anything back to society. We now give a scholarship every year at Jesse's high school, the Jesse Cooper Give Back to Society Scholarship. So we used his words for good.
He was 17 years old when he passed.
Yes. Yes, he was 17, and it was a sudden death. He died from something called SUDEP, which is sudden unexplained death in epilepsy. And it was traumatic. It's to be so sudden, you know, and unexpected, quite frankly. People with CP live, you know, quite a long time. And so it was shocking to both of us. And after that, I mean, this is going to sound like the Via Dolorosa, but I lost my mother 6 months before, and then I lost my aunt that was like my mother after Jesse died, and my uncle that was like my father. So, and Goody, the first of our dogs, which Jesse, who was mostly nonverbal, when he sat on, I knew he wanted a dog, and when he sat on Santa's lap, he gathered all of his strength and blurted, "Dog." And I turned to Chris and said, "He's getting a dog." So, and Goody was the only non-rescue because we didn't know about rescue dogs. We did what would be considered very wrong today. We went to a pet store in the mall and got him. And he was Jesse's first sibling for his entire life. The two were just bonded. He slept with Jesse, and he waited for him at the top of the stairs to come back from school. And, I mean, it was a real love match for those two and for us too, of course.
Then came rescuing dogs. And what brought you to the breed of a Bichon?
You know, I did this research because I knew Jesse wanted a dog. So I used a dead tree book because there's no internet really at the time. And I saw that Jesse used a wheelchair. These dogs were great lap dogs at one time. They didn't shed. They looked like Muppets, which Jesse adored. And I thought we'd give them a try. And it was, and of course, then we got hooked on the breed because they were really fun. And they stayed puppy-like into their late age. They were still zooming around and they would have these bursts of joy where they'd just run, and it was just so lovely to watch. And so I got hooked on the breed, and so did Chris. And Jesse, of course, loved Goody, who died. What happened after Jesse died was that you know, I did the Bessel van der Kolk thing. If you've read that book, The Body Keeps the Score, I grew a tumor the size he was at birth, 3.5 pounds. And I was slight to begin with. You know what I mean? I didn't weigh that much. And it was cancerous, and they removed it, and all was well. But Goody died the night of my surgery. So there I was recovering like some neurasthenic Victorian lady, and I just, it felt so bleak to be in the household, devoid of a dog. My son was dead 2 years, maybe, and I started looking at Pet Finder, and I found these two bedraggled, the first of the rescue pairs, Lucky Dog and French Fry, whose names really belied what had happened to them. They had been in a cage their entire lives, and I convinced Chris, and we drove to Connecticut and picked up these two dogs. And I mean, not knowing at all what was in store, what was it was going to be like taking these dogs from the condition they were in, restoring their natural dog joy, you know.
How hard was it to convince Chris in the sense of this, this is something I need, and then ultimately we need, right?
Yes. Well, Chris is the kindest soul, and he is, you know, I just knew that his gentleness and kindness would, I mean, it's so funny because he's played all these tough guys, you know, and he's like, he's this beautiful, gentle man. And I just knew that actually his energy would be better than mine for bringing them back to Dog Joy. And that is absolutely true. And that has proved to be true. I'm pretty good being the alpha female and feeding them and walking them and all, but Chris is the one who brings them back to their real selves.
What do you mean by that, their real selves?
Well, the real, you know, the joyful prancing that you see after they are released, or they start to, you know, their trauma starts to go away from what has happened to them in their lives. Right now, we have the last two pairs, Titi and Sugar. And Titi was, she was kept in a cage for 6 years, gave up one litter after another, and so neglected that the harness grew into her flesh. This was in Louisiana where there were no cruelty laws. And she was a fear biter, and no one was adopting her because of that. And I wrote a piece about how she did draw blood from Chris the first day. And his answer to that was, well, I'm a guy. I'm wearing a hat. I loomed. And so he got it. And it was so interesting because not long after that, Titi, like in the dark, they slept with us, you know, crawled up and licked his hand in the dark. And then she fell madly in love with him. And if he even looked at her, she'd go into a full body shimmy. You know, which never happened with me, but with him, it still does.
The book is also very much about the pandemic and dealing with that time. It's a large part of the story, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, a lot happened during that. And I think, you know, for our Monday night piece, one of the pieces I'm going to read is about the film we made during the lockdown. I got a call from Celine Rattray, who is a British producer, who said, would you and Chris be interested in doing, you know, would you be interested in writing a scene, a 10-minute scene for a compilation film we're doing? And, you know, she told me we've gone out to, you know, Don Cheadle is in this, Julianne Moore, Rosie Perez, she listed Griffin Dunn, a bunch of people. And Chris's first response was no. And I said, what are we going to do? We're in lockdown. We're here. There's nothing to do. We should do this. So we had lost Lucky by then. But we still had Frenchie, who was really elderly. He was 17, you know, he was 17 years old. And I wrote a piece about a husband and wife who had separated because of her misophonia. And if your audience doesn't know what that is, it's not being able to tolerate loud chewing. And right. That's what that is, sensitivity to that kind of sound. So he comes, Frenchie was the custody dog, and Chris, as my ex-husband, comes to pick up the dog. And then he invents an excuse to come back because he kind of wants to get back together. And then you're watching to see if the next day, a couple of days, is going to, you know, affect their marriage to resume. So that's what it was, and we had, I mean, it was terrifying, but we really had a lot of fun, and we hadn't acted together since before we were married. I mean, we met in acting class, Wynn Hanman's acting class. You know Wynn Hanman, who had the American Place Theater? He was an amazing teacher. He was from the Neighborhood Playhouse, and we had not acted together forever. And so it was really fun to do it, but it was also terrifying, of course.
Sure.
We had a director who was in Brooklyn somewhere that we could talk to, a DP, and we had a sound guy that we could talk to, but we were on our own. And the stupidest thing I did was write in, we have all these wild turkeys here that I feed, much to the disgust of my neighbors. And apparently when you aim something at a turkey, something with a brain the size of an eraser, it just runs away. So that happened for 2 days. And we had to have a whole day reshoot for turkeys. But otherwise, it was great.
So how many dogs do you currently have?
Two. We have TT and Sugar. And we got them at the height of the lockdown. And we met this wonderful woman, Sarah Kelly, who, I mean, she's like Xena Warrior Princess. She's an emergency room doctor, and in her spare time rescues dogs. She's amazing. And I asked her, because I wanted TT, who was the fear biter, but she wasn't part of a bonded pair like Lucky and Frenchie were. Lucky and Frenchie came as a bonded pair. So basically, they were cool together. You know, I mean, we'd go out, we'd come back to be like, hey, how you doing? These two were not bonded, so it's different. TT actually is learning from Sugar, who was never abused, just kind of neglected, I think, not taught to walk on a leash, none of that. And it's kind of been great because, you know, it brings tears to my eyes often to see the resilience of this dog. Like, Sugar will be playing with a ball, and the next day I'll see TT like, oh, that's what this is, and playing with a ball. Or she's learned also to bark at, you know, when someone rings the doorbell, but that's okay. And it's funny to see her looking at Sugar like, I'm doing it right, right? This is what we do. We bark when someone... It's very cute.
The name of the new book is Five Dog Epiphany by Marianne Leone, and it's a memoir. And Marianne and her husband, Chris Cooper, will be in conversation with me on Monday night at 7:30 at Page Hall at the University at Albany downtown campus. You can find out more about that event by going to nyswritersinstitute.org, nyswritersinstitute.org, Monday night at 7:30 at Page Hall in Albany. Marianne Leone and Chris Cooper in conversation. And again, the name of the new book is Five Dog Epiphany. Marianne, I can't wait to speak to you both and to see you in person. And I so appreciate your time this morning. And I look forward to getting together Monday.
Thank you so much. I really look forward to meeting you two in person.
Again, Marianne Leone and Chris Cooper will be part of our Creative Life series with the New York State Writers Institute Monday night at 7:30. At Page Hall in downtown Albany, nyswritersinstitute.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.